I just don't think they think ahead and realize what can happen if we develop all of the water resources from the Bear and the Weber and the Jordan and let them flow into the lake.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they... Well, that stinky old lake out there anyway. Who cares?
You know? Right.
And that's too bad to have that kind of an attitude about it, but that's... People's thirst for water is pretty big.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're right about the opinion that a lot of people have of the lake. It's, you know, kind of a stinky, muddy place.
And the interesting part there is that, you know, the lake stink. People say, oh, that lake is a stinky place. I wouldn't go out there. But actually, that's just Farmington Bay. That's where the lake stink comes from, is Farmington Bay.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Well, for years up until about the middle 50s, all of the Salt Lake sewage was dumped in there raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally got their sewage treatment plants. But all of that junk in the bottom, you get the anaerobic bacteria that eat that stuff up and create the hydrogen sulfide.
Yeah.
You don't have that same situation out in the main part of the lake.
Hmm.
That's pretty well confined to Farmington Bay.
That's interesting. Even after all these years, that still has an effect, doesn't it? I mean, it's like what you do to the lake has an effect for almost ever, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it'll stick around to haunt you for many years.
Yeah, right.
Or bless you, whichever way it is.
Yeah, exactly.